Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a little bit, but I'm happy to let you know the Altitude Podcast is back. I took a little time off, you know, I had to get some grown man things done. I had to dial in to make sure school was taken care of. I had to make sure the military was taken care of. And now that I feel like I'm back on track, life is back on balance, time is up. I know I told you guys on social media that I was going to take about another 30 days and I was going to wait till the 1st of April, but I've been itching. And I mean, I have been itching to get back up here and talk to you guys about some of the brand new opportunities that we have coming our way. And I have more knowledge that I've just learned over these past few months that I would like to share with you guys. So with that being said, I'm wasting no more time. Here we go. Episode 30, International Mindset. It is the Altitude Podcast. Welcome back. Let's go. Yo, what up, ladies and gentlemen? It's me. It's your boy, K Fitz. I'm back in the house today, and you know, as usual, I'm coming with that new just for you. You, that real that you can feel, and I'm back on fire, ready to elevate you higher. It is the Altitude Podcast. Welcome home, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for those that don't know, I'm currently sitting out here striving, thriving, and vibing out in the beautiful city of Montevideo, Uruguay. We just left from Buenos Aires, Argentina yesterday. I'm currently out and about right now with the University of Texas at Dallas in our Global Leadership Executive MBA program, working on getting this master's degree with an awesome institution, an awesome program that has been led exceptionally by Miss Pamela Foster Brady since the day I stepped into this program. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about today while I'm overseas is some of the things that I have picked up in my time as an MBA student. And I feel very passionate to share this with you guys. But it's all going to come to a head into today's main topic, which is why it is important for you to get out of the country, why it's important for you to travel, so that you become the individual that we both know, you and I both know, that you are destined to be. So since I've come into this MBA program, I've had the opportunity to go to multiple countries. I've been to Poland. I have been to Uruguay. I've been to Argentina, Brussels, Germany. I've been to so many different places. And every single place that I've been to since I have started this program, I have learned something new that has opened my eyes to something else in the world that I wasn't aware about. Whether it was me learning about how economies impact the value of their money, whether it's looking at the TV at home and seeing how everybody is big and happy and excited all the time, and then getting to a country and seeing so many people on the street. Or maybe when it just comes to coming into country and seeing all of these businesses and realizing that the niche business that you think everyone is doing in America, finding out that if you took your idea overseas, you have the potential of busting in, penetrating the industry, and disrupting it, making a lot of money for yourself and the people that are around you. Now, I believe that we have, as people, we are so in tune to what goes on around us in the United States or in your respective country, wherever you're listening from. Which, by the way, if you are not in America and you are listening, shout outs to you. If you are in America and you are listening to me as I go through some of this, information, shout outs to you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I will tell you that when you get a chance to look at the social, the economical, the political, financial way that countries are set up, you begin to see new things. And that's not even to mention the beauty of the cities you go to. Me coming out to South America, I was expecting more of the Mexico vibe. As far as appearance, dude, this place looks like Europe. It legitimately looks like Europe. I was amazed when I showed up and saw how pretty everything was around me. Now, another myth that a lot of people perceive is that when you go overseas, nobody knows your language, and it's going to be just you alone and afraid, trying to figure your way around, trying to make sure you're dude, everywhere I've gone since I've been here, someone has been able to speak my language. They may not be the best at it, but they were able to do enough to help me out. So don't judge the customer service because of the inability to understand your language. It's besides, if the tables were turned and they were speaking to you in Spanish, if they were speaking to you in French, German, whatever the case may be, conversation might be a little different because you probably would be of no assistance, you know, but that's more for the people who don't have a second language to themselves. You also begin to appreciate being who you are and where you're from, and you realize as a person, not how refined you are, but you begin to see some of the opportunities that we take advantage of back in the States. You'll start realizing that, wow, some people are not getting paid near the amount that you do. Fun fact, in Argentina, I found out that if you're not making around $660 American dollars, if you don't make that much annually, you are considered as poor. Let me say it again for the folks in the back. Let me say it again, because some of y'all, I know it caught you a little off guard. If you are not making at least 660 US dollars, you consider this broken basic around here. I personally don't like that, but that's the way that their system is set up. So who am I to judge a system that is already in place? The point I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are so many opportunities to enjoy yourself and to have fun. But what we have to also look for are opportunities to leave and to grow and to do bigger and better than what we do at home now. So we're going to take a quick break so you guys can get a little bit of this sponsorship. And then once we get done, I'm going to give you guys 5 reasons why you should go international. It's the Altitude Podcast. We're going to take a little break. We're going to pay these bills. I'm going to get right back at it. Let's go. Thanks for listening to the Altitude Podcast, sponsored by Audible. Did you like what you heard? I know you did. If so, make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It really helps me out a lot, and it's very much appreciated by me and my team. Also, make sure you're following me on all social media at Official Kate Fitz. Thanks again, and until next episode, move your dreams, move the world. I'm out of here. Hey guys, go ahead, power it down.